He was looking in the mirror Theoden had installed over the shattered mantle. I came up behind him. Looks good on you.
I have no idea what I just agreed to, sir, Romeo said, gingerly touching the brand and wincing.
It'll sing for about an hour. It's the silver alloy that was used. That shit hurts like a son of a bitch, trust me. You do not want any silver or silver alloy on your body, ever. As for what you agreed to, it is to serve the House of Theoden. I reached over, grabbing his shoulder, and turned him around to face me. You must uphold the rules of his house and the kingdom. There aren't many. I took the time now to go over them, as Marco did with me.
Okay, so vampires really can do pretty much whatever they want, as long as they don't piss off an older, more powerful vampire, sire, Romeo summed it up.
I laughed. Pretty much. As for what your new job is, don't fuck it up.
Do you know how hard it's going to be for me to take people from their homes, their lifestyle, and imprison them, just so they can be food, sir?
He frowned, and I knew how he felt. I really did. But this was Theoden's decree. He will perform his duties. If he didn't, I'd be forced to punish him in the worst way, and I didn't want to. It'll get easier, I said. I decided to say the rest telepathically. Make it easier for yourself. When you're out there hunting for humans, get the ones who aren't shit and have nothing to offer society. Bring in the rapists, murderers, thieves. Life in the outskirts is bad enough without motherfuckers like them making it worse. Let that be your job, and do it well. I could see the look in his eyes that my words resonated with him and gave him not only a way to cope with what he had to do, but ideas about how he was going to do it. He nodded and gave me a reassuring smile, and I knew that my son would be okay.
You have to teach me how to do that, sir, Romeo said, tapping the side of his temple.
I nodded. Of course. If I have time tonight after my training with Marco, we'll train too.
I've got a question. When am I going to get some clothes, sir?
Romeo asked.
That's a good fucking question, Michael chimed in as he approached us. I'm tired of your son raiding my closet, especially without asking.
I'm really sorry about that, Michael. I've been trying to go shopping for him, but things keep getting in the way, I said, defending my son. Michael looked Romeo up and down.
He's wearing my sweatsuit.
I looked at Romeo and nodded. Do you want him to take it off? Michael smirked.
Yeah, but not now. I plan on dumping 3 loads inside your son's mouth and ass for the 3 outfits he borrowed. For now, he can use that to get himself some clothes of his own.
About that, I don't have any money and neither does he. We have to wait for Marco to take us, I said. Michael shook his head.
Derek is going shopping today. Have your son tag along with him.
Now that was an idea. Okay, cool. Thanks for the clothes, Michael. Marco came up to us, clamping a hand on Michael's shoulder.
You may not be able to get your payments, Mike. The king is coming for you, and the others tonight, Michael laughed.
The hell I'm not. Thanks for reminding me.
He reached out and grabbed Romeo's arm.
I'm taking your son, little brother. I'm sure you understand.
I nodded. I knew he wasn't going to hurt Romeo, especially if Romeo obeyed.
Have fun.
Michael dragged Romeo off to the downstairs dungeon. My son had a look on his face that showed he wasn't so sure about going off with Michael. He didn't really know him, but he didn't try to fight back. So that's good. I guess we'll have to go shopping another time. I looked at Marco and he was only wearing a pair of sweats. He had an expression on his face that meant he was ready to take care of business.
You ready to get your ass whooped, boy?
Marco asked me. In a minute. I need to feed.